It was those bloody false teeth. The things were magnified by the water in the tumbler, and they were grinning at me like the teeth in a skull. It gives you a rotten feeling to have your gums meet, a sort of pinched-up, withered feeling, like when you've bitten into a sour apple. Besides, say what you will, false teeth are a landmark. When your last natural tooth goes, the time when you can kid yourself that you're a Hollywood sheik is definitely at an end. And I was fat as well as 45. As I stood up to soak my crotch, I had a look at my figure. It's all rot about fat men being unable to see their feet, but it's a fact that when I stand upright, I can only see the front halves of mine. No woman, I thought as I worked the soap round my belly, will ever look twice at me again, unless she's paid to. Not that at that moment I particularly wanted any woman to look twice at me. But it struck me that this morning there were reasons why I ought to have been in a better mood. To begin with, I wasn't working today. The old car, in which I cover my district, I ought to tell you that I'm in the insurance business, the Flying Salamander. Life, fire, burglary, twins, shipwreck, everything, was temporarily in dock. And though I got to look in at the London office to drop some...